StreetRoots is a nonprofit organization in Portland, Oregon that creates income opportunities for people experiencing homelessness and poverty by producing a newspaper and other media that are catalysts for individual and social change. StreetRoots Radio is a collaboration between X-Ray FM and local publication StreetRoots. For X-Ray FM, I'm Hannah Francis. Today is a special episode of StreetRoots Radio on the vendor issue of StreetRoots with StreetRoots Editor-in-Chief Kay Rambo. Hey Kay, thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So first off, could you tell me a little bit about how this edition of StreetRoots is organized?
Yeah, we do a vendor issue every year. It has some years it's at kind of a different point in the year, but more historically they are in the fall or winter months. But yeah, the editorial department, we work with the vendor program and really, you know, focus on the vendors in this issue and highlighting their work and highlighting the vendor program itself, its StreetRoots, and the kind of resources that they're able to provide to our vendors.
Thanks. So this edition starts out with a note from the vendor program director. Can you tell me a little about StreetRoots' two-part mission that's highlighted in this issue?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think the newspaper so often highlights the journalism side of the mission, you know, which is to provide really good journalism that, you know, highlights the experiences of marginalized people and holds officials accountable. But yeah, the other side of StreetRoots are the folks in the vendor program who really work to make sure that vendors have that kind of low barrier employment opportunity. So, you know, it's not just producing journalism that I think is a catalyst for social change is how our mission describes it. But, you know, there's also the support and infrastructure that the organization provides to vendors so they can pick up those papers for 25 cents and go sell them for a dollar.
So you just touched on this a little bit, but since we're on the topic, will you outline with a little bit more detail how the StreetRoots model works and why this is so unique?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's really interesting, and I think it's something that a lot of readers aren't super familiar with. But essentially, you know, StreetRoots buys papers. You know, we pay to have them printed, and then vendors buy them from StreetRoots at cost, and then go and sell them for a dollar plus tips. Highly recommend tipping your vendor. And then they keep, you know, all the profits. I mean, they keep all the money, and if they want to then use, you know, 25 cents of a sale to go buy more another paper, you know, they have the freedom to do that. So, you know, it is really a system where we're not making money off of vendors, which I think is really important. And, you know, it's keeping the cost as low as possible to vendors, so that dollar plus tips goes even farther for them.
Right. And something that was also said in the intro to this edition is that since 1990, this model has been pretty much the same. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's evolved. And, you know, 1990 was the Burnside Cadillac, which was kind of the predecessor to StreetRoots. And that was a little less of a newspaper and more of a newsletter. So, you know, I think there was maybe even more focus on that kind of vendor side of the mission. But yeah, I mean, StreetRoots has been part of what would be known as the street paper movement for, I mean, over 35 years almost in some iteration.
Yeah. Would you also next tell me about the photographs? There are a couple of pages of photographs in the edition, and these are from vendors, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, almost everything in this issue is from our vendors. I mean, one of the things that StreetRoots does that doesn't get a ton of attention are various like workshops and classes that are run by community members or sometimes staff. And we have a weekly photography workshop that's hosted at our office. And so we have photos from that were kind of produced via that workshop that are also part of an ongoing exhibit at the Blue Sky Gallery. But yeah, I mean, you know, I think every year that we do these, you know, it's not news to me that our vendors are very talented, very creative people, but you know, it's really, to me, it is really powerful to kind of put it all together and just see the varied skills and interests that vendors have. And I think that's something that Paul touches on in his letter, is just, you know, we work with folks who, I mean, truly are from all walks of life, and you know, have such incredible talents that are so varied. And I think photography is one that it's really cool to see as this workshop has continued, to see folks kind of sharpening their skills and getting to experiment more.
Absolutely. Speaking of vendor skills, I'd love to talk about the first story in this edition by Bronwyn Carter, which is called I Used to Believe. It's a really powerful story. I wonder if you have some words to say about it.
Yeah, I mean, Bronwyn is a really talented writer and journalist. I mean, we've published straight up news pieces from Bronwyn. She's been with the paper for, or with Street Roots for quite a while, longer than I have. And yeah, I mean, you know, I think her story, yeah, I mean, it's hard to really kind of put it into like a concise soundbite, right? But I think it really highlights so many of the folks that we work with as vendors have had to, and I think have, you know, really, I don't know how to describe it, I guess, just the things that the resilience that folks show, and just, you know, these experiences that I think are really, I don't know, really difficult, really, really tough to manage. And then, you know, you see folks who have been through those things and they're still going and they're still trying and they're still producing such important work, whether that's just selling the paper or contributing things like vendor writing, and Bronwyn Carver in this instance talking about kind of her life story.
Similarly, there are, I think, four other written pieces in this issue. I Wonder by Terry Mitchell, My Kenning Poem by Ken Grimwolf-Laball, My Last and Final Rat Trilogy by Randy Humphreys, and The Great Society by Peter Salzman. These are all shorter, but also very potent. You got anything to say about these?
Yeah, I mean, one of the things I really like about the vendor issues in general is it gives us the space to have not just poetry, but include things that are a little bit longer, that are more like stories or musings that folks might have. Like Bronwyn's pieces, you know, the better part of a page, and then, like you said, we have some shorter pieces on the next page. I mean, Randy's poem, My Last and Final Rat Trilogy, is such a like big thing at Street Roots, because he has been writing poems about rats for, again, like probably longer than I've been at Street Roots. So to see it come to an end is really, really something. I don't know that Randy means it, to be totally honest, but it's exciting to see something like that. And you know, I think for me now, having been at Street Roots for 4.5 years, you know, it's really cool to see this kind of, this whole saga begin and allegedly end at this point.
Yeah, geez, I hope it's not the end.
Yeah, I think Randy has more poems in him about rats for sure.
Good. Well, I also wonder if you would talk about the Street Roots holiday zine, which is featured in this edition.
Yeah, we really try to advertise it every year, if the vendor issue lines up with the vendor zine, because it is, I think, like a much more expansive version of this in a sense. It's all vendor writing, it's all poetry and short stories, and there is art in there from vendors as well and photography. But you know, I think it's a really cool product that Street Roots produces every year that really highlights kind of just what I was talking about, these varied skills and really excellent kind of creative works that vendors produce. And vendors should have them right now. They're usually $5, which, or $4, I'm sorry. The package deals, kind of, you get a paper and a vendor zine for $5. But you know, of course, please tip. It's $1 isn't a whole lot of money. But yeah, the vendor zine is excellent every year.
And how do people get one of these papers?
I mean, that's a great question. That is something I get a lot of emails about. How can folks find a vendor? And so Street Roots is now posting like a vendor map on its website that gives folks a much more current understanding of where they might find a vendor. Historically, it's been just kind of a list of posts, and some folks on the vendor staff worked tirelessly to produce this much more current and I think useful map. But we also have a breakdown of how to find a vendor, how to find that map, and really just kind of an explanation of what is the vendor model and how does that work, which, I think again is just really good for readers to have an understanding of, and that is the center spread in this issue is really designed to help people find a vendor.
Yeah. So beyond this, how can folks support the work that Street Roots does?
I mean, as always, I think the most important thing is to go find a vendor and buy a paper and buy the zine. And if you are able, again, please tip. It's, especially this time of year, like it is not, I think, the most fun experience to stand outside in the rain when it's 45 degrees out, if we're lucky in terms of the temperature. So, yeah, I mean, the most important thing you can do to support Street Roots is to buy papers from vendors and be generous with a tip. I mean, and then Street Roots itself obviously is always taking donations to help keep our programs up and running.
Great, thanks so much. Is there anything else you'd like to add about this edition?
Well, I think one last thing I do want to highlight is one of our editorial produced pieces, and this is from Kanani Cortez, who is our digital producer, but wrote this excellent piece and took photos for the piece as well. That's about the new shower and laundry services at Street Roots, which, being able to offer hygiene services is a really new thing for Street Roots that was dependent on moving into the new building that we're currently in on Burnside. And I think that's just a really interesting piece that not only highlights, I think, the really excellent work that folks in the vendor program are doing to make things like this happen, but also I think, maybe helps people understand just how many obstacles folks on the streets have to deal with, to just survive, let alone, be able to find a job or find housing. Like, most folks don't have a place where they can do laundry or take a shower or, do their makeup or whatever they may want to do to get ready. So, I think this is just an interesting piece that, I think highlights a reality that maybe a lot of folks aren't super aware of.
Yeah, absolutely. Great. Well, thanks so much, Kay.
Yeah, thank you.
You've been listening to a conversation with Street Roots editor-in-chief, Kay Rambo, about the recent Street Roots vendor issue. This is Street Roots Radio, a collaboration between X-Ray FM, KBOO Radio, and local publication Street Roots. For X-Ray FM, I'm Hannah Francis.